Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Keep on blessing me.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless and praise our God. Amen. Praise God. As I was getting my worship on this morning, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just giving God the glory. Amen. This song means so much to me. Amen. Because, yes, he keep on blessing me. And, Lord, glory to God. And when he brings you through, glory to God, you can't do nothing but praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Glory to God. Apostle Carla McNeil this morning. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that this song has blessed you as well. Amen. I just went into a worship with the Lord Jesus Christ and just began to worship who he is, because yes, he has done so many things for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him in the bad time. Praise him in the good time. Praise him with the cymbal. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with your mouth. Praise him with your hands. Praise him, glory to God, with your feet. Amen. Glory to his name. We thank and praise our God this morning. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us let the Lord Jesus Christ have his way. Amen. Now the Holy Spirit to take control, that I may decrease, that the power of God may increase. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are doing on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know it's 6 a.m. where I'm at, Brahma Sukuna Masanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I praise your holy name for allowing us to get up this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With a praise on our mouth, Father. Lord, I come before you this morning asking, Lord God, that you take control of this service this morning, Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to move by your mighty power that only you can do, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Bless thy people. Open up our hearts, oh God, that we may receive the word of God, Lord God, to bring forth fruit in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, bless every home that's represented here. Glory to God. Under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would do a mighty, mighty move on this mind. We know that distance is not a barrier, Father. So I thank you for the anointing, God, to break every yoke right now, God. I thank you for the anointing, the power and authority, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I ask you, Father God, as I decrease, that the power of God may increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. And I pray for the understanding of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Speak through me, God. Stir up every gift on the inside of me, God, that glory to God, that I may share, God, with your people, Father God. These are your people, Father. And they, glory to God, you know what they need on today. So I ask that you uplift us today, God. Strengthen us, God, today. And I thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Spirit already. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This morning, glory to God, I want to take you to a passage of scripture. Hallelujah, glory to God. And just as I was walking yesterday, amen, and just God, just ministering the word of God to me on yesterday. So 1 Peter 5:10, we know the scripture, praise God, hallelujah, but God wants to bless us. Amen. God told me to come this morning, amen, to encourage it and to lift the people of God up this morning. Amen. Praise God. And yes, Holy Spirit. So 1 Peter 5:10, glory to God, the God's favor, God's divine settlement. Amen. In our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. How many ready to be settled in life? Amen. Praise God. We always say at a certain age, glory to God, God, I want to be at this place. I want to be at that place. I want to have this. I want to have that. Glory to God. And how many know the timing of God is so great, and God moves in such a supernatural way that, glory to God, that we may not even understand, glory to God, our lives and what he is doing in our lives. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, but may the God of all grace, who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, may he call us by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, he said, I will perfect you, establish you, I will strengthen you, and I will settle you. And this morning, as I sat before the Lord and glory to God and speaking with the Lord, I had to go to another because even though sometimes we can read it one way, glory to God, God has a meaning to speak to us this morning. He said, after we have suffered a while, I don't know, praise God, glory to God, who have suffered a while or sore, glory to God, or maybe still suffering, but there's a promise behind all this, glory to God. So I got my Amplified Bible, and the Bible says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessings and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. Isn't that a great thing that God wants you to be so powerful, so established, so complete, so strengthened in him, amen, praise God, to establish you as a consequences of facing the attacks of our enemy. God will build in us a firm foundation that makes us steadfast and unmovable, given dominion and power and authority and sovereignty. Glory to God forever, ever. God is in control of all things, both in the world and throughout eternity. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. So God says, I want to bring upon you the favor of God. I want to bring upon you divine settlement to underline some of these words. Glory to God. I come up with settle you. The Holy Spirit is saying favor for divine settlement. The Lord himself has to settle some matters. Oh, come on, people of God. God has to settle some matters in your life. He is the God of settlement. The God of all grace is also the God of all favor. Glory to God. Can I say that one more time to somebody, glory to God, that need a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? My God, I say thank you. God of all grace is also the God of all favor. Glory to God. It is time, and it is your turn to experience, walk in God's favor. Declare that it is your time and your turn to receive it for you and your family. Come on. It's not just us, for our family as well. I'm going to go through the challenges of life, praise God. It is not unscriptural to be challenge, your glory to God. The Bible tells us that, but it is unscriptural, glory to God, to have a prolonged challenge. It is not God's will to have all challenges, amen, praise God, and difficulties and problems for a long period of time. See, we don't know the timing of God. Glory to God. But somebody say, but I'm getting ready to burst through some things. I'm getting ready to come through my difficult times. I'm getting ready to come through my challenges. Challenges are for a moment. The Bible tells us so, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Mashokuna Masanda, yes, Holy Spirit. See, the light of affliction, praise God. Could you imagine, praise God, after you have come through those things, amen, praise God, after you have come through the turmoil, after you have come through the difficulty, after you have come through the challenges, praise God, there's a weight of glory that rests upon us. There's a weight of glory, amen, that comes through, praise God, hallelujah. They wonder sometimes, how did you get so enormous? Is God's weight of glory, because I passed through some things. I went through some things. I went through some challenges. I went through some difficulties. I went through some light affliction. Only for a moment, saith the Lord. God will not allow problems in life to stay longer than it should. Today, the Lord is putting an end to certain long, drawn-out problems and challenges. It may be a financial difficulty. It may be children. It may be a husband. It may be a ministry. It may be diseases. It may be, glory to God, sickness in your body. Whatever it is, the Lord is going to put an end to it, because the Bible says so. Challenges can be and can unsettle you. Many challenges can be there, but they won't remain forever. That are not of God to remain in your life. If you accept certain traits of your life, it will remain in your life. Any trait and any aspect, glory to God, that are not in line with God's word, either in your life or in the life of your family members, should leave. Let that challenge be broken today. You decree that prophetically, amen, praise God, hallelujah. You know how we pray, praise God, my shokuna, my sanda. We have to break some things in our lives. We have to take a look at our lives. We have to take a look at our family life. God, I don't want that to take place in my life. God, I don't need that in my life. What my father did, what my mama did, what all the ones that did around me, God, I don't need that in my life. I want to come through. I want you to settle me. So we have to decree a thing and break it prophetically. Let the Holy Spirit release those words into your mouth. The Bible says in Ezekiel 21:27, he said, overthrow. I will make it overthrow, he said. It shall be no longer until he comes who is it right it is. And I will give it to him. See, he wants to make sure. See, Ezekiel, if anybody knows Ezekiel's life, amen, praise God, he was a prophet of God. God, and he said, let it overthrow. Glory to God, glory to God. We have to know, praise God, when is enough in our lives, praise God. He said, he will overturn. The Lord is saying, three times, I will overturn it. I will overturn it. I will overturn it. Certain things, God himself will turn a few things around for you. That is God's favor. He will turn those things that are negative into positive into your life. Can I talk to somebody this morning that needs a little encouragement this morning? Can I talk to somebody, amen, is in the midst of a trial? Can I talk to somebody that's real and knows that everything always come up? Once a blessing comes, here comes something else. Can I talk to some real people this morning? Know that, glory to God, there's always something, but God will step in. God will overturn. God will favor you. Every accusation, every bondage, every sickness, God will overturn it in your life. What I cannot overturned on my own will be overturned by the Holy Spirit. So what do we do today? We declare it won't remain forever in depression. My financial lack, I won't remain to say my children, glory to God, will be fruitful and will come on somebody, it will turn. My children will be fruitful and will turn to be people who will walk in the blessings of God. There's no more glory to God. When you come through some things and you know that you came through, praise God, you don't have the depression no more. Glory to God, you don't be oppressed no more. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Philippians 1:19-9, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I will turn it around. This problem will turn, glory to God, to my salvation. Come on, somebody. Sometimes God will put things in our lives that it will turn to our salvation. I got saved for real, for real. You know, praise God, we can walk around talking about I'm saved, glory to God, but still doing the enemy's work, still doing tipping and dabbing, tipping and tapping, praise God, into things that we should not be. But when God takes us through a major storm, praise God, when God brings us to ourselves, amen, praise God, when God put our backs against the wall, praise God, I'll be our glory to God. Lord, I'm saved for real now. Glory to God. That's a blessing, because that's where God wants us at, because God says, I'm going to overturn some things in your life. Glory to God. That means that, glory to God, where you were doing wrong, God is going to make it right. Where you were doing right, amen, praise God, and still not getting no progress, God is going to turn it over for you today. Romans 8:28 in the Amplified. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, caused all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and his purpose. When God is our partner, he will turn everything for our good. Hear me in the Holy Spirit today. When God is our partner, come on somebody, my God, I give you glory. We put so much trust in man, but when we make God our partner, glory to God, there's a power for team together. Everybody talking about team, glory to God. I'm just going to use me as an example. Team McNeil, team this and team that, praise God. Well, I want to team up with the partner. I want to team up with the Lord Jesus Christ. When he's my partner, amen, I know he has my back. When he's my partner, I know that I will come through. When he's my partner, I know that I will not lack. When he's my partner, I know sickness is coming out of my body, because he is my partner. I want to talk to you today. Make him your partner in everything that you do. Everything good will come out of your life because he is your partner. Glory to God. Welcome him into your life, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Luke 21:13, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for a testimony. This is the word of God, people of God. But it will turn out for you as an occasion of a testimony. It shall turn for you for a testimony when you will be challenged and accused and made to stand before kings, and whatever you face will turn for your testimony. If it is disease or a matter of glory to God that you feel have no solution to, God will overturn it for your good and show forth as Christ, as your partner, will turn you to be a testimony unto God. See, God wants to bless you because he wants to get the glory out of your life. He wants you to testify of the goodness of the Lord, what the Lord has done, not what Carolyn has done, not what nobody else did, not no hashokuna masanda, not what the doctors did, not what the husband did, not what the children did. It's coming from the very throne room of God. God is the one that brings testimony into our lives. Glory to God. God touches man's heart. Glory to God to do what that was. God gets the glory. Man will open doors because God told them to open doors. But God gets the glory. Your finances, glory to God, might have been in a drought, but when God told them, praise God, glory to God, God gets the glory. When God opened another door for you, God gets the glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody says it's all about the glory of God. It's all about the weight of his glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 126:1, when the Lord brought back the captivity, I love this scripture. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, the church, amen, we were like those who dream. I'm going to stand on the promises of God this year. I'm going to firm my sequitur by standard, because this scripture means so much to so many people. Glory to God. When we feel depressed and locked down and wondering what's going to happen, praise God, you can open up things, amen. Glory to God. You can go out. The Lord is going to turn around for you. And you'll be like a dream, and you will be amazed. And glory to God that your debts are canceled and cancers have left. And glory to God, and you'll like feel like a dream, and there is such a spirit ahead of you. Glory to God. He is the God of favor and the God of glory who will settle you people, God. Glory to God. When you feel depressed, amen, praise God. Think about what God said. God said, when I bring you out of this thing, praise God, it's going to be like a dream. Lord, how did I get out of this? And I sat down this morning, praise God, as I began to meditate on the Lord, the glory to God, and what God was saying. He said, I thought in my mind, Lord, I don't know how you did it, but I know you did it. Praise God. You're going to be like that, praise God. Lord, I don't know how you did it, but you did it, my God. See, I'm not going to get in the Lord's business. I'm going to let him do what he do, praise God. All I got to do is what God says, and I'm speaking this somebody today, praise God. God is coming to lift you up. God is coming to bless you today. Glory to God. When you come out of this situation, when you come out of this thing, praise God, it's going to feel like a dream because you're going to know. Glory to God. God, I don't know how you did it, but I know you did it. Nobody could have did it but God. My God, I give him glory. It is not a scriptural, and I'm going to keep on saying it, to go through a challenge. But it is unscriptural, glory to God, for that challenge to rise up the second time. Again and again is not your portion. I'm talking to somebody. Again and again is not your portion. You'll go for that, I'm going to say driving test, but you can't keep thinking that you need to keep going for a driving test each time you want to drive, praise God. You go for the test only once, just once. It is done and it's dusted out, praise God. The Holy Spirit is saying that God's favor is coming upon somebody, glory to God, who is repeating exam and papers and over and over and over a subject. God is pushing you forward into the next level. You keep going through the same thing, and it seems like, glory to God, it keeps coming back up. But today, praise God, I decree and declare by the power of God's favor and the authority that he has given to me, praise God, that you will not repeat these things again. And again and again. You will not go backwards again and again and again. You will go forward. My God, I say thank you. Your present test is somebody's past success. Somebody else went through your test in the past, and glory to God, and that brother, that sister passed, glory to God, with a high mark, 10, glory to God. He has had good testimony that should motivate you. Somebody else, glory to God, has battled a sickness, and glory to God, and been totally healed, praise God. Somebody went through before you, praise God. Somebody went through marital disappointments, but they came through, praise God. Somebody went through financial difficulties, but they came through, people, God. Somebody went through ministry, glory to God, with people, glory to God, not on their side, but they came through. The pastor's antidote today, my children say, why should I go to school? Tell them, praise God, I went too. It may seem like a huge mountain and a huge challenge, but people have gone through it in the past. We have a great cloud of witnesses that have been through some stuff. Think about Paul's life. He went through some things, glory to God, but he was steadfast and unmovable. Glory to God, glory to God. Look at Peter's life, praise God. My He went through some things, and when he finally came to himself and got himself together, my God, glory to God, God, give him glory upon his life. You may have challenges, people of God, but the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:9, resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that the same spirit is by your brothers in the world. You're not the only one that's going through. I have to tell my whole self, girl, you ain't the only one. You have to talk to yourself, girl, you know you ain't the only one that went through. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. You ain't the only one, and you won't be the last one. Tell yourself, I'm not alone. There are people with bigger debts than me, and they have come out of it. There are people who have fallen into bigger pits than I have, but they came out, praise God, of it, and glorifying God. There may be many challenges against our marriages, but there has been marriages with bigger struggles, and we will come out of it. People tell me, glory to God, my issues are different, Pastor. You know my that one. Glory to God. My problems are bigger. Glory to God. You won't understand. You're not alone. The Holy Spirit is strengthening you and comforting somebody who is listening today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's not unscriptural for you to go through challenges, but it is unscriptural for you to be moved by those challenges. Don't be moved by what you go through. Holy Ghost. Because sometimes, amen, praise God, you have to stand still and look through the eyes of God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Look through the eyes of faith of what God is doing. Why is God taking me through these challenges? Why is God taking me through those things? We get to blaming everybody else. We get mad at everybody else because everybody else's life is going on. But listen, people of God, you're not in the back. God is bringing you forward. Don't worry about what's going on around you. My God, I say thank you. We all got something that we have to go through in a different kind of way. There are different tests that God take us through to get what the best out of us. Amen. Praise God. That's why he said, glory to God, when those things happen, amen, you will come through. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 3:3 that no one should be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourself know that we are appointed to this. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Don't be moved. Be strong. Whatever form of challenge hits you, you will come out. Whatever shape and challenge may be in, you will come out. God is your partner. Say, God is my partner. He will stay with me right to the very end. The Bible says, my Shakuna, my son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Let us repeat what we talked about. The Bible says, but the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ, after you have suffered a while, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Suffering is only for a while. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, he said, and in the days of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The acceptable time. Some challenges will leave now. Now is the time for God's favor. Take place now. Don't wait for the next fasting or prayer. Do you have the faith for it is now? Let that bondage break now. Let that problem be brought under your feet now. Somebody say now. Let it do it now. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. In a moment when Jesus will return in the cloud, and the last trumpet, the lips of the angels is almost on the trumpet. The second coming of Jesus is there. Get ready, people of God, even now as you submit to the word, the anointing of God's favor will descend upon the issues of your life right now. season, and sometimes it can be a day. The Bible says that in Psalms 30 and verse 5, though weeping may endure for the night, but joy returns in the morning. The Holy Spirit is saying to someone today, you don't need to sleep for more than one night carrying the same burden. You may be anxious and tense, but you don't need to sleep the same way for the same reason for the second consecutive night. Glory to God, glory to God. God is sending a settlement over the matter. Somebody come on with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. According to the Bible, a while may mean 3 days. The book of Hosea says the third day he will revive you. Glory to God. We don't know the time. And while glory to God. And while it can also be a year, glory to God, I depend on faith, on your favor, your level of surrender. Glory to God. What is your level of surrender to the issue? The Bible says Isaac sowed in the land, and the same year he reaped. A year, it took him 1 year. Glory to God. Time is winding out, people of God. And I don't know how long it's going to take God to move in your circumstances. The Lord will not allow you to celebrate your birthday with the same issues again. I decree it over you. Before Christmas, the Easter, the birthday, the Lord will settle the matter for you. The God of settlement will put an end to the challenge that you are facing. Glory to God, glory to God. To find settlement in your heart. What is the things that God wants you to settle in your heart? Glory to God, glory to God. For God to settle you, you need to settle with the word of God. The word of God is what keeps us. The word of God is delivering us. The word of God is bringing us to the next level. The word of God is getting us up to the next level. For the Bible says in Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God's word is already settled over your life. Pastor says, without me receiving a word from God, I don't go everywhere and anywhere. That's right. I don't. Glory to God. I have decided a few things, and glory to God, a long time ago. One is that I do not take anything for first hearing and the voice of receiving the word of God. And, glory to God. You have to spend time with the Lord in the presence of the Lord and the word of God. Amen. Without worshiping, glory to God, I will never preach the word of God. I have to go into worship with the Lord, worship in my mind, worship in my body. Glory to God. The most cynical of our sons in the secret place of the Lord. You have to settle with the word of God. Once you do that, God's word itself will settle your issues and your challenges and your matters. If it in the word, glory to God, it will stand. Somebody said, if it's in the word, it will stand. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will remain, and it still remaining to this day. For God settled you. You need to settle in God's house. My God, y'all in church this morning, right? Glory to God, glory to God. We online, we on church time, praise God. I'm glad that, glory to God, when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord, you are not doing anything, glory to God, anybody a favor by coming to church, glory to God. If you are rooted in the house of God, you will come fruitful, glory to God, with the word of the Lord, glory to God. Don't you know that you will be fruitful in God? Hallelujah, because now the word of God is going in your heart, praise God, and it's bringing forth fruit, amen, it's bringing forth God's favor, it's bringing forth more faith, praise God, for God to settle you, you will have to settle your faith issues. Glory to God. Is there some faith issues, amen, that we need to settle this time? Glory to God. Because all of us, amen, somewhere down the line, falter a little bit, praise God. Especially when we're going through many challenges at one time. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. We all go through things, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We all go through some things. We all, hallelujah, need God in our lives. The Bible says in Colossians 1:23, if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under earth, of which I, Paul, became a minister. If you are rooted in faith, God will settle your matter. Some people are so suspicious still. Don't be critical always. Just receive the word and respond to it. When his word gets inside and when you let that word burn inside of you, it will settle you. For God to settle you, you will have to be settled in life of your prayer. Don't be a prayer project. You have to have a lifestyle of prayer. You never outgrow prayer. There is no escape from prayer. You have to sit down and pray. Jacob realized it has to be settled. What's in your life that has to be settled? Esau was on his way to see Jacob after several years. Jacob had to set aside everything to pray all night. You have issues in your family or with your neighbor. God will put an end to it if you sit down in prayer. Chronicles 4:9-10, and we all know because we have the book and we talk about Jabez, and glory to God. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. That's prayer time. Jabez prayed. God heard his prayer. If you pray, God will settle the matter. Somebody say, God is getting ready to settle the matter. Whatever is best time for you, show forth the first and the best for God. When you are in the most fresh time, and do not push, glory to God, push up, praise God, worship God, enter into his presence, sit there and glory to God, not with a groggy and sleepy eye. Give God respect due to him. Become fresh and blend your knees, or come before God and worship with your heart and call upon his name, because somebody say God is getting ready to settle the matter. The Lord, glory to God, will show forth his glory. The Lord will show forth your grace. The Lord will walk with you. The God will overturn the situation and make all things work together for good. God has kept a God has kept a time of favor for you. Oh, come on, that I'm talking to somebody today. Praise God that don't believe. Amen. Praise that God will break through for them. Well, God has kept a time of favor for you. God's favor will settle things in your life. For God to settle you, you have to settle in your heart with the love of God. The question Jesus asked, do you love me? Do you love me? Many people love God for what he does. But not for who he is. They love his ability more than his presence. Even if God doesn't deliver me, even if God doesn't do it, we will not bow our knees before any other God. That conviction flows out of the love of God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. The fourth person in the fire, Jesus showed up. Even if nothing happens, I love you, Lord. My God, I give it glory. I love his presence. For God to settle your life with the sacrifice. It has cost, glory to God, glory to God. It has to cost you something. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about today? Noah got off the ark, glory to God, and he sacrificed on the altar. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God decided to make a covenant and said he will not destroy. When Solomon offered a sacrifice, when he asked God, see, when you really know about sacrificing, the Holy Ghost, when we really learn what the Bible says about sacrificing, see, another time, praise God, we take everything to the world, but we don't do nothing for the kingdom of God. When we know, glory to God, what God wants and God's principles, we will know what to do. When Solomon offered a sacrifice and when he asked him to what he wanted, he asked for wisdom. God was pleased. He gave him wealth, prosperity, and long life. When they sacrificed the lambs, God heard the same night and God appeared. When you give to do something for the kingdom of God, if it doesn't cost you, it doesn't mean much. My God, I say thank you. That's just like somebody owning something, praise God, and you don't pay a whole lot of money, and then somebody else come and mess it up because they won't own it. Glory to God. They didn't care about your stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many care about God's stuff? Glory to God. We know what it's like. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You done bought a dress or bought a pair of pants or a pair of shoes and you let somebody hold it. Praise God. They messed it all up. Praise God. Because they wasn't the one that did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. They didn't care about the expense of nothing. Praise God. But see, sometimes, praise God, it's going to cost us, people of God, sometimes. It's going to cost us to sacrifice. Just like I thought about this morning, I wanted to sleep. Oh my God, I wanted to go to sleep this morning. I got to be real. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. Glory to God. Maybe no. Let me go back. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I looked at the clock. I said, "Oh God, I got to minister at 6 o'clock. Let me get up. Praise God. Hallelujah." And I just sat there before the Lord. I stood up a thunder. But people of God, a sacrifice for God. I had to sacrifice my sleep for the boast. I stood up a thunder for the kingdom of God. I work all week. I pray all week. Praise God. But there is something about God. God's presence, that when you sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ, when you come out of yourself and say, it's not about me, but it's about the power of God. It's about the people of God. I don't mind serving. I don't mind going. I don't mind doing. Amen. Praise God. We give something. You have to sacrifice something. Glory to God. When you give to do something, if it doesn't cost, it doesn't mean much. Early when you gave a little you had, you probably pinched it, praise God, but now you have a lot, and then there is no sacrifice. But people of God, there has to be a sacrifice unto the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. For God to settle you, you need to settle. Glory to God. Your God ordained. Glory to God. God wants to bless your people, God. He wants to bring you through. He wants you to, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit. He wants to settle your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I come today, praise God, to let you know that challenges don't last always. I come to tell you today that we are living in a prophetic moment. I come today, praise God, to tell you, praise God, our God, I don't know how you did it, but I know you did it. My Sakuna, my Santa Holy Ghost, I know that God will settle you because God is the one, praise God, glory to God, that ordained our life. God is the one, praise God, that's going to lift you up. God is the only one that's going to break through for you. God is the only one that's going to touch your husband. God is the only one that's going to touch your children. God is the only one that's going to touch your finances. God is the only one that's going to heal your body. God is the only one that's going to deliver you. God is the only one that's going to open your eyes. God is the only one that's going to direct your steps. God is the only one that's going to open the door for you. Yes, Holy Spirit. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to settle you. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to establish you. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to give you favor. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to grace you today. In the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you. Somebody give God the praise. Come on and bless his holy name. Come on and lift him up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. when he brings you through? Won't you thank the Lord, glory to God, knowing that you're going to come through? Aren't you going to thank the Lord, knowing that he's going to establish you? My God, I say thank you. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. People of God, don't go nowhere. Hear the end of the word, Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Peace in my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Then I'll know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I'll never know alone, Jesus.
Amen and amen and amen. Speak to my heart. Hallelujah. Speak to my heart. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. My God, I give him glory today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You never outgrow. Come on, people of God. I want to talk to you this morning. We get ready to close this out this morning. You never outgrow the need to be helped in life. Can I talk to somebody that think they can do it by themselves? Hallelujah. Pastors too need pastors. Come on. Glory to God ahead. People over here, glory to God. We need mentors, people whom can speak us, glory to God, openly and freely. There are several pastors in this world. They are not meant to dance to everybody's tune. Come on, people of God. God knows what he want to do in this season. You have to follow the shepherd. If the shepherd is running after you, it's only because, glory to God, you are falling into a pit, or glory to God, or you are going astray. God can never settle somebody, glory to God, who has never settled himself with God. Pastors, my God, I say thank you. It's not the one who settles you, but who settles you. Come on, people of God. The Bible says, and I end with scripture, the Bible says, 1 Peter 5:10, it's going to hear it. It's going to ring in your sleep, praise God. But the God that we serve, but may the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, he's going to bless your people of God. He's going to perfect you. He's going to establish you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to settle you. Come on, somebody. God, I don't know how you did it, but I know you did it. Come on, people of God. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. Praise God for the word of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, how he has blessed us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will settle the matter, people of God, no matter what you go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it is my time. It's my turn to experience and walk in the favor of God. My God, I say thank you. He's overturning it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So, Father, we just thank you for your word today. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen, that he's going to bless us today. We thank God that he's going to lift us up. We thank God that he's going to perfect us and establish us and strengthen us and settle us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God for our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you was blessed. Amen. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is our Sunday morning service, the first service, amen, of the month. And what a great way to start. God is strengthening us. He's talking to us. He's blessing us, knowing that, letting us know, praise God, that trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hello, sunshine. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. With that being said, don't forget, people of God, amen, on Thursday at 6 p.m., True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters. Glory to God. She will be on at 6 p.m. Amen. Glory to God. Come on over. Amen. And hear the word of the Lord from Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. And don't forget Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be praying. Glory to God as God leads me. Praise God. If anybody needs to get in touch with me, praise God, you can reach me 302-883-9799 to get the number for the prayer line. Share the prayer line. Let somebody else come on. Let somebody else be blessed. Amen. Praise God. So we thank you. Praise God. And this is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Tithes and offering, people of God, you may send it in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know how to do it, it is time for us to bless the kingdom of God. It is time for us, Lord God, to do what God has called us to do. We want the blessings of God. Let us sow sow something in the ground, glory to God, that something else can spring back up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God wants to bless you in every area of your life. So let us pray. Glory to God. Let us pray out. Let us pray out. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your sovereignty. We thank you, Father God, for the word of God this morning, God. We thank you, God, for building us up, God, by Senequodabuhuna Messiah. We thank you, Father God, for moving by your Holy Spirit, God. I pray, God, over each and every one under the sound of my voice, God. Bless their homes. Bless their families, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, you know what they're in need of on today, Father God. And I pray, God, that you will break through in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God rest, rule, and abide upon us, God, in us and through us, Father God. Grow my sin and quote of our son. Lift us up with your right hand, Father God. Hide us from the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Catapult us into great things, Father. And we say thank you, Father God, for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit on today. We know that you are prayer answering God. And we say thank you, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for glory to God, how you have moved on today. We thank you, Lord God, that the word that came forward, God, glory to God, may it bring increase within our hearts, God. Let the mind, glory to God, be able to contain it, God, that the glory to God, that the enemy will not steal it, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we lift our hands of praises to you, Father. We give you all things on today. Glory to God. Everything that concerned us, everything that's bothered us, knowing that your word is true and the promises of God is yes and amen. Glory to God. So, God, we say thank you, Father, for all things, great and small. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the glory reign, people of God, on today. Happy Sunday, and may this month be a supernatural move for you. Glory to God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you all. Happy, happy, happy Sunday.
Don't you ever, you don't have to cry. God sees, he sees what you're going through. Oh, yes, he does. God is willing and he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise. Just say